You're listening to Games Radar's podcast. My name is Michael Raparath. I'm the PlayStation editor.
And I'm Ryan Payton, assistant producer over at Kojima Productions in Japan.
And Ryan's here to talk a little bit about Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops for the PSP. Ryan, what can you tell us, just kind of a basic overview about the game for people who haven't been following it?
Yeah, that's a really easy question to ask, but a really tough question to answer because, I mean, as you've seen, we brought the game in for the guys at Games Radar, and we just sat down for about 45 minutes going over the game, and we've just given the surface of what the game is all about. It's the first time we've shown the single player mode, and it's pretty exciting for us because we put a lot of work into it. We started off with this emphasis on multiplayer at first. That's why we showed it at E3 behind closed doors, and then at TGS and at Lipsync over in Germany. But we kept the single player under wraps for a while. But that's not because we don't have confidence in it. It's because there's just so much to explain and to go into that I think we just kind of waited up until now to present to these guys like a Games Radar. So anyway, we've got a full-blown single-player campaign. It takes about 20 hours to complete. It's got full voiceovers for cinematics. Ashley Wood's providing the art and the illustrations, and it's all done in like smooth animations. And we've got very storied single-player mode where you go through mission through mission like you would in Snake Eater, as this is a direct sequel to Snake Eater. However, something that we're incorporating new into this game and is this idea that you can take on some missions and you can build up your unit. You can actually play as other characters other than Snake. You can, if you recruit them in the game, you could play as a medic. You can play as a sniper. You can play as a variety of careers. We have about a dozen different careers. So, I mean, like I kind of hinted off when I started answering this question, is that there's just so much that you can go into about Metal Gear Solid for PSP that it's just like, it's never ending.
It seems like a really deep game. Did you guys have much trouble kind of shrinking the Metal Gear experience onto the PSP? I mean, what kind of limitations did you run into with that?
Yeah, shrinking it down to PSP wasn't our intention at first. It was to adapt it for PSP. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've opened up the range a little bit. To allow players to, they choose what part of the map they want to approach, and then they take on the mission, and they can go back to areas that they've been to before and get items or find secret characters that are kind of lurking about there. So we kind of opened it up a little bit to allow players who only have a few minutes on their train, they can take on a submission really quick, or they can just keep diving into single player as well if they're at home or if they have or on the airplane and they have like a lot of time. But yeah, to answer your question, one limitation that we did have was this lack of a second analog stick, and that's what most people complain about when they're talking about putting a game on PSP. Mm. And in order to approach that problem, one thing we did is we introduced this new radar system. It's called the surround indicator, and it indicates by sound where enemies are located on the map, so you don't have to keep spinning around if there was a second analog stick to see where enemies are. You get a good idea of where they are just by looking at that radar. And also by clicking the L button on the PSP, it readjusts the camera, so that's another way that we've kind of tried to combat it. But it takes a little while to get used to it. First, I think you probably felt that at TGS if you played the multiplayer mode. But once you start getting it, you just do it instinctually, and it really starts to get pretty fluid after about an hour of play, I think.
One thing we keep seeing in the footage and the screenshots being shown of the game is characters like Ocelot and Ava and mm-hmm. from Metal Gear Solid 3. Are they going to be appearing in the story mode, or are they just going to be restricted to multiplayer?
That's a good question. They definitely appear in multiplayer, as you can see from the screenshots. But mm-hmm. as far as single player is concerned, they both Ava and Ocelot, they do play some role in single player. What role they play is something that I'll leave at that, especially for Ocelot because he's such an interesting character. But there are a lot of returning characters from Metal Gear Solid 3 come back in the story mode. They make an appearance. We've brought back the voice actors from like Sigint and so they're in the game as well. But there was also brand new characters that are making their debut in the game, and like especially a lot of the new boss characters. And I think, I'm hoping that they gain a quite a following with fans, because these were designed by Yoji Shinkawa, who designed all the boss characters from Metal Gear Solid 3. So I'm hoping that these guys catch on and they start building their lineage within the Metal Gear saga as well.
Okay. So in addition, you showed us some of the base setup. You return between missions and manage your troops and everything. During the game, does the codec factor into it a lot? Like, you'll have to call people for advice, like SIGINT, or talking to your other soldiers that are deployed elsewhere on the map?
Well, one thing that is kind of a love and hate thing about Metal Gear is that I think there's people that love the banter over codec, and there's people that don't. And I'm one of those guys that likes to approach the codec when I have a free moment, when I'm kind of curious what they have to say, but I don't necessarily want to be forced to read codec. And so in the game, we've allowed it. So if you are stuck, you just hit the select button, you go into the codec, you can initiate this conversation with Campbell or SIGINT if you recruit him to your team, and same with paramedic. But it's not something you necessarily have to do every mission. However, one thing that is very important in the single player mode is this idea of recruiting comrades. And in order to do that, players have to knock out the enemy. They can't kill them, but they can use the MK-22, the tranquilizer dart, or they can choke them and make the soldier lose consciousness. And then you drag them back to Campbell's truck, and that's how you recruit them to your team, and you can use them in single player mode afterwards. Dragging them back to the truck sometimes takes a little bit of time, especially if they're located on the other end of the map. So one other thing we've introduced is this ability to call in other comrades to come pick them up. So you use the codec to do that, and you call them on the frequency. And that's something that we add to the game that I think that really kind of smoothens the experience out a little bit.
Okay. Now, you using the base setup, you can go around to different points on the map. Is the action restricted to this one island, or does it go to other places in South America?
Yeah, it all takes place on the San Jeronimo Peninsula, which is in Colombia. It doesn't diverge from there. However, towards the end of the game, you can see where this little incident in Colombia is really going to turn into a global incident.
Right. Are there places where, Naked Snake can walk around and there will just be like civilians, or is it always running into soldiers on missions?
Yeah, the setting of the game is a base that he's infiltrated. Kind of like the main bad guy in the game, his name is Gene. And this really lays the foundations for the legend of Big Boss as people come to know him. And this is also the reason why we integrated this Conrad system to begin with, is that he, in conversation with Roy Campbell, he decides that, look, I can't beat an entire army by myself. This is ridiculous. I need to recruit other people from that army and bring them onto my team and then take on Gene and his opposing army that are threatening the world with a nuclear holocaust. So this really does set the stage for what Big Boss has become with Outer Heaven in creating his own, literally his own country of warriors. So I think it's pretty cool that in the gameplay that we've introduced this element of recruiting people, and that also sets the stage story-wise for who Big Boss is set to become.
So in setting the stage for Outer Heaven, do you guys feel like you've completed the link between Metal Gear Solid 3 and Metal Gear 1, or can we expect to see more games along this plot?
You can expect to see more chapters, definitely. However, we don't want players to feel that they didn't get enough out of NPO from the first chapter, that they didn't get enough to know about how Big Boss is to become the person he is. I mean, we throw a lot of information. There's a lot of things that happen in MPO that people will be pretty shocked by, especially for people who played and finished Snake Eater. And I really want to, that's something I'm really eager about, is once this game launches on December 5th in the States, I can't wait to read this message boards and then to talk with friends who played it to ask them, like, what do you think about that thing that they talked about in relation to Snake Eater? Because if you think you really know Snake Eater and you really think you know the story, wait until you play MPO and you're going to be pretty surprised, I think.
Excellent. Regarding the ninja, I know everyone's curious about him.
Sure.
I understand if you can't talk a lot about this, but right. I mean, is it anyone who, that fans of the series will recognize eventually?
I think he's an icon of the Metal Gear Solid series in a way that we've always had a ninja, mm-hmm. and they've always been related to the story somehow, and I think that's a deep enough hint.
Fair enough, and I guess if you can talk about it at all, the mission setup with kind of the hub and everything else, is that something the players can expect to see when Metal Gear Solid 4 eventually hits? Is that the same kind of template?
Well, you know, we're still working on 4. I can't talk too much about it, but I mean, we've learned a lot from MPO, and it's been pretty exciting because it is a fresh approach to the game. I mean, the camo index, for example, this whole camouflage system is not out. It's just it's changed. If you control a character using who wears the same fatigues as the enemy, he can walk around freely and not go into alert mode, not piss off people and have to hide. Well, this is something brand new from Metal Gear Solid, but depending on how people react, I think that's definitely gonna affect how we approach the series from here on out. And I've got a good feeling about it. But we'll see when the game hits, you know, pretty soon.
Excellent. Is there anything that you can tell us about the game that you haven't told other people?
That I haven't told other people. That's a tough question. I mean, what I can say is that it's been a very tough development schedule. I mean, I think it was a bigger task than we expected at first. Putting a Metal Gear Solid game on PSP, I guess it makes sense because the series has such a strong following, but when you really think about what Metal Gear represents, and when you start putting them in the game, and then you're a couple months from launch, and you realize that, wait a second, we need to put this in there, because there's so many different intricate elements of Metal Gear Solid, like the jokes and the codec conversations, and I mean, just even very small things that, if it's not in there, this is not going to be a true Metal Gear game. Those are the things that you realize as you keep going through the development process, and it really was, I mean, you know, a seven days a week gig for almost a year, just making this come to life. So I hope that people get their hands on it this year, and I hope they dig playing a new chapter, not a port or not a rehash, a serious new chapter in Metal Gear on a portable system like this.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great having you.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thank you.